going to read from the first chapter of the book of John. I'll read the first four verses. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. There can be no dispute about the fact that Jesus is the one character in human history of whom more has been written and spoken about than any other person. If all the books, booklets, and tracts and pamphlets printed through the last few hundred years dealing with the preexistence, the incarnation, His life, His character, His virtues, His teachings and miracles, His death and resurrection, and His ascension. If all of these were gathered together, tell me, what single library could hold them all? Friends and foe alike have widely different opinions about Jesus, who never ceased to be the center of universal attraction. When He lived among men, there was a division because of Him. Jesus said, "Suppose you that I come to give peace on earth? I tell you, nay, but rather division." Everywhere Jesus went, there was a great divide, some loving Him, some hating Him. Some held that He was a deceiver, an imposter, a wine-bibber, mad, possessed with a demon. Others declared Him to be a great prophet of righteousness, a good man, a wise teacher sent from God, a beautiful character, God manifested in the flesh, the Christ, the Messiah. These are the things that other people said about Jesus. But what did Jesus teach and preach about Himself? What did Jesus teach about His preexistence? Although it may sound somewhat paradoxical, the statement is perfectly true. Jesus lived before He was born. His beginning as the Word was long before His beginning as man. The Apostle John, in three sentences, announces the way in which Jesus preceded the beginning of all things. Number one, His eternal existence. In the beginning was the Word. Number two, His eternal communion with God. The Word was with God. And number three, His eternal identity with God. The Word was God. Jesus' advent on earth out of the past eternity is implied in His claim, "Before Abraham was, I am." Quite openly, Jesus spoke of the glory that He had with God the Father before the creation of the world, and also of His coming forth from the Father. In His conversation with Nicodemus, Jesus asserted that He came down from heaven. He came as the eternal Son of God. John had no hesitation in declaring that Jesus not only preceded all things, but created all things. All things were made by Him, John said, and apart from Him was not made anything that was made. What is said of Him is not that He was the first to come into being, but that in the beginning, when things began to come into being, He already was. John would have us realize it was the Word that became flesh as God manifested in the flesh. In tomorrow's lesson, we're going to take up the question of Jesus' Messiahship and what He said about it Himself. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.